Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, the story of triumph and tragedy at Morris Brown College. Today, we are continuing my conversation about Morris Brown College, its amazing history, its tough recent years, and its renaissance, or hope for renaissance, with its president, Dr. Stanley Pritchett, as well as Andrew Feiler, who is a Atlanta-based photographer and author who's done a book about Morris Brown called Without Regard to Sex, Race, or Color, The Past, Present, and Future of One Historically Black College. Well, I got to ask you, if you were the consultant in 2006, walked in and saw the condition of it, what did your friends who thought you were crazy for getting involved then think when you signed up to be president?
A lot of them thought that way, but you know what? It was a personal thing. Just as Andrew mentioned, and you know, he's a fifth generation Georgian. I'm a third generation Atlantan, and when I had just recently retired as a deputy superintendent in one of our metro school systems, DeKalb, and I was asked by the leadership to just come as a consultant. I could have been off making a lot of money as a consultant somewhere else. But I thought about my brother, my late brother, Walter Pritchett, who graduated from Morris Brown College. I didn't go to Morris Brown College, so I didn't have any ties to it as a graduate or as an alumnus of the institution. But I knew what my brother had gone through. He used to take me when I was a little boy. He played in the band, and I can remember myself at this football game being able to beat on his drum. But also significant, as I grew older, as an alumnus of that institution, I saw him work as a volunteer for all of the events they had. He was a member of a TAY club where they supported athletics. And so I knew that he had a love for Morris Brown College that was very interesting. And that's the same way I have seen since I've been at Morris Brown College. The alumni really believe in this institution. They love this institution. It's like a family. So I thought this was the best thing that I could do as trying to contribute to this society and helping young people to understand that there is a way that you can get an affordable higher education at a private institution and be able to continue this legacy of this institution going forward.
Andrew, go ahead.
Let me add, you had mentioned, David, earlier leadership. There is no question that leadership played a role in the challenges that befell Morris Brown in the early 2000s. But I think leadership matters is an important theme of this work, because Dr. Pritchett comes in as the 18th president of Morris Brown College in 2010 with an elegantly simple plan, just to sell off the land on the periphery of the campus, pay off its debts, and reconstitute the college in the heart of the old campus. Except he's trying to sell real estate in the midst of the worst real estate depression in 75 years, and yet he pulls it off. In early 2015, the college sold off the land on the periphery of the campus to a combination of Friendship Baptist Church
and Invest Atlanta,
both having a vested interest because of the Falcon Stadium rising next door, Friendship being displaced, Invest Atlanta interested in helping the redevelopment of the West Side. The college has paid off its debt. It has emerged from bankruptcy. It has applied for reaccreditation. It is raising funds to restore the buildings. The fact that Morris Brown is alive today and continues to fight another day is an extraordinary story of leadership success, and I think Dr. Pritchett has rightfully earned a lot of credit for getting the school to where it is today.
And I have to add, though, I give credit to his mention about leadership. You know, when you're in this position, you have deals that you're working on, you're working with companies, and as you indicated, you know, coming out of a deep recession in 2008, you know, you could not find the kind of development interest you wanted to have. But we got new leadership in 2012, and our board and our governance leadership. We have had a new chairman in 2012, Bishop Preston Warren Williams, who has a lot of business acumen. He's a former president of the Atlanta Board of Education. And one of the things he first came in, he said, Dr. Pritchett, we've got to make some bold decisions. And it was with his leadership that as a board, they supported the fact that we had to make some tough decisions that we're going to come out of bankruptcy to get rid of $34 million worth of debt, we've got to make some bold decisions. And filing for reorganization ended up not being a negative thing. You know, it's like any other organization that when they file for protection, it was just that we were a higher education institution. And the interesting thing about it is, here it is now 2016, and there are not many institutions that have filed for bankruptcy that have been able to recover. We never have closed our doors. We have remained open, and now we're able to move forward. And I know that he wants to credit me, but I credit Bishop Williams for inspiring
everybody. Well,
everybody
share the love. Share the love.
Right.
You know, it's a wonderful story, but there's an asterisk to the story, which is you mentioned Clark, you know, Morris Brown growing out of Clark, and Clark isn't so happy with what happened, and there's a lawsuit involved, and we'll see what happens with that. We don't need to get into the details of it, but the story's not over. But anyway, I want to shift back to the photographs, which is, Andrew, what did you see when you went through there? What went through your head? What moved you? What's the message that you're trying to give with these wonderful photographs? Yeah.
Thank you. I think, first of all, what I went looking for emotional touch points. When you walk these halls, when you walk these classrooms, when you are in these locker rooms, you see iconography of an academic environment. And we are all familiar with that environment. We have been in hallways like that. We have been in these classrooms. We have been in teachers' offices. And this work has been resonating at a very deep level because of that basic connectivity. And that's what I went looking for. I went for images that bring people in with an emotional connection and bring them into this important story. So I think that there's actually two really important narratives here. One of them is an HBCU narrative. And I did a lot of reading.
HBCU, for listeners who don't know, is Historically Black Colleges and Universities.
Yeah. So in the decades after the Civil War, there are about 120 colleges established to educate African Americans. Six of those are co-located here in Atlanta, in that area of town known as Atlanta University Center. One of those colleges is Morris Brown College. There's about 100 of these historically black colleges left. They represent 3% of colleges in America. But they represent more than 10% of African Americans who go to college and more than 25% of African Americans who earn degrees. And that stunning fact replants this story in the midst of this core societal debate that we have today. How do we create opportunity in America? How do we create an on-ramp to the middle class? And as long as folks are voting with their feet, as long as they are choosing to attend historically black colleges, they remain an essential on-ramp to the middle class. That is not necessarily a level of awareness of the HBCU role today that I would have understood when I started this project, but it's certainly one that I became very aware of. But I think that there's a broader narrative, a connectivity that people are having to this work, ties to this familiarity with academic spaces. And I think when you see when I have seen how this work has resonated with people, it really highlights a broader narrative about education. Education's been the backbone of the American dream since before there was United States of America. The first taxpayer-funded school was created in Dedham, Massachusetts in 1644. The Land-Grant College Act, which created University of Georgia and colleges all over America, 1862. HBCUs, founded in the decades after the Civil War. The GI Bill transforms America, especially the South, from relatively poor to relatively prosperous. Brown versus Board of Education is one of the highlights of the Civil Rights Movement. And what are we talking about today? Crushing levels of student debt, college access, college affordability. This is a 375-year narrative arc that is at risk in America. And that critical role that education has played creating the American dream is a legacy at risk today and deserves some important attention in rethinking how we can reestablish that role of education and as a central role in America.
I want to reinforce that, having had the pleasure and luck of having Spelman College be a longtime client of mine and spending a lot of time in that on that campus, getting to know its leadership, getting to know its students, and having a lot of friends in the world of Morehouse, I completely reinforce what remarkable institutions these are in educating some of the brightest people in America who choose to go to those colleges when they could also, they could go to Harvard, they could go to Yale, but that's where, those are the schools they want to be at. In conclusion, Dr. Pritchett, you know, we talked about triumph, tragedy. Where are we at in the next triumph?
Yeah, as we look at this strategic vision for this institution, we don't look at it as where we're trying to be competitive. I think at one time, as the typical liberal arts institutions are very similar to the other historical black colleges and universities in Atlanta and in the area, Marsh Brown is trying to reach out to develop its own niche. You know, a niche that would, you know, have a sound foundation, of course, in the liberal arts area, especially in the area of the science and math areas, but also moving toward, you know, technology and keeping its emphasis in the arts that it has always had as a great institution. But then at the same time, we were looking at some of the hallmark programs that truly helped the institution in the last 25 or 30 years. And one is in the area of hospitality and tourism that connects with the major emphasis of what is needed here in Atlanta. So we're working towards the development of that program. And then we're also trying to move towards emphasis on the veterans and having programs that connect with them and counseling programs to get them back as they come back from the various conflicts, getting them into programs, especially for those that have attended college for a year or two, a degree completion program. That's really one of our strongest programs we have now. Where students that have not finished college, but they're in the work world and they've been in various careers, but did not get that bachelor's degree, they're able to come back in a program that's accelerated and allow them to be able to get that bachelor's degree and be able to move on up the ladder of success. So that's going to be our niche as we move forward. Not trying to compete with other institutions having similar programs, but we're trying to have programs that will be the kind of programs that will attract persons and not be in competition with other institutions.
Andrew, what's your favorite photograph in the book?
There is a image from the chapel, which is in Fountain Hall. It does have a chapel because of its long-term connection with the AME Church. And it's of a broken stained glass window. And it resonates, I think, in part because stained glass is one of those things that is not supposed to be broken. But in particular, it's broken at an essential phrase, which is, "In as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." And that phrase, with broken glass, speaks to the layers and the complexity of the story, the layers and complexity of the history of Morris Brown. And I look forward to going back on campus one day and seeing that window restored.
Indeed. Photographer, author Andrew Filer, Dr. Stanley Pritchett, president of Morris Brown College. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.